You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Before we go, Ben, I want to give you an opportunity to speak on your Philadelphia Eagles. I know that BLG has been resisting the urge to bring it up.
We ain't got to do this.
Jalen Hurts is the king of garbage time. I feel like he plays like crap for the whole game, and then at the end, he goes on like a late touchdown drive that puts it in like a one-score game or like a 12-point game, always makes it look better than it is. Am I wrong on that?
Absolutely not. But the important thing is this. It's the timing at which you say it. Because if you say it, like 2 or 3 weeks ago, every Eagles fan in the entire world tries to murder you. and then they lose a couple games. And this is how it always is. BLG knows. So I know this from my time at Bleeding Green. It's just about the time at which you say it and if you've got public opinion with you or not. Because the Eagles pendulum swings fast and ferociously. And so, yes, Jalen Hurts has always been a guy who looks a lot better in the box score at the end of a game than he does in the box score during the game, let alone just on film in the game. And that has been a reality that I think a lot of Eagles fans, fantasy football fans, also obviously really big on the production, have struggled to grab, which makes it hard for them to rank Hurts relative to quarterbacks in the league. Hurts is one of the worst starting quarterbacks in the NFL. Hurts is a backup caliber player. There's nothing wrong with being a backup caliber player. He's a great backup to have. Like he's an ideal backup to have because you can fold him in the quarterback run, lets you do like stuff that you weren't doing with your starting quarterback. Or if you are a very heavy quarterback run team, you need to have that in a backup. He prepares out of his mind, right? He's an extremely good, hard worker, great locker room guy. And then he's got enough good plays in him that he can win you a couple games as a backup. And that's what we've seen with the Eagles last year and this year is that they get some bad teams. They get some lucky breaks. The Panthers game with the block punt, and they're able to get the job done. There's nothing wrong with being an average quarterback in the league who has a long career as a backup. That's what Hurts projected as coming out of college. That's what he's looked like so far in the pros. It's just important to get your mind around that reality as you're calibrating expectations for the Eagles moving forward.
There is something wrong when you use pick number 53 on the player that you're describing, which is what the Eagles did. And that's obviously not Jalen Hurts' fault, but the Eagles management that is leading this team into the future and has all those top picks to work with is very not inspiring.
And if we want to bring this whole conversation full circle, who did they talk about when they drafted Jalen Hurts? Russell Wilson. Because they didn't want to miss out on Russ. And, we were going to pick Russ in the second round. Then we didn't. We thought we'd get him in the third round. And now he's so good. And so we had to make sure we took this short, mobile quarterback earlier so that way we could get us the franchise quarterback outside of the first round. It does not work like that. That is it. You are chasing fairies. That is a pipe dream. Every Dak Prescott and Russell Wilson lies to every other team and makes them believe that their scouting staff and their coaching staff can draft and develop a mid-round quarterback to be a starter. It is not a tenable approach. If you luck into it, awesome, but you should not be trying to luck into it. It's a bad process.
And I don't think it's insane that Jalen Hurts could get benched like in the near future. I'm not going to say it's the most, I'm not saying definitely going to happen.
Gardner, give me some Minshew mania, baby.
I think the Joe Flacco trade is about getting, anything for a player. I'm shocked you could get anything for. And what are the Jets doing, by the way? Why are you giving up a pick that can become a fifth? And that's like a top 150 pick potentially for Joe Flacco. Like, it's crazy. But anyway, putting that angle aside, and obviously it makes sense for the Eagles to get something for him. And it doesn't make sense for Joe Flacco to be on the roster when the team is bad anyway. And you're not really trying to go all out to win this year. But I do think there's an angle of moving Gardner Minshew up the depth chart following the Joe Flacco trade that kind of sets the wheels in motion for a scenario where if Jalen Hurts continues to struggle here, it will be Gardner. And I don't really think that is super meaningful in that. I don't think Minshew is likely to be the guy for long after that. But I mean, they'll give him a look. And that will also mean that Hurts is probably done. And it sets up an interesting offseason ahead where the Eagles – desperately need a franchise quarterback and have no super clear path to one, in that, like, as Ben would probably tell you, the draft, the 2022 NFL draft, doesn't have like a surefire stud at the top that you're definitely drafting with one of those picks or whatever, trading up for. And then who knows what the Eagles can get in terms of, like, can they trade for Russell Wilson? Does he want to go to Philly? And Aaron Rodgers potentially available, but I will bet a lot of money that Aaron Rodgers does not come to the Eagles. So, yeah, not the greatest times for Eagles fans.
I just want to know, if Gardner Minshew comes in and starts kicking ass, Ben, are you going to grow out a mullet?
No. And also, take everything I said about being a good backup quarterback for your entire career about Hurts, just put it right on Ron Gardner. Change the running thing a little bit, and then that's it, right? Like, it's just, he is a good player to have on your roster. Trading a sixth-round pick for him is awesome.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.